Did that sound familiar at all, the first lines of that song? He became sin who knew no sin so that we might become his righteousness. It sounds familiar at all? Hopefully it would be familiar. Let's look at it. Here it is from 2 Corinthians 5. So the guy who wrote this song, what's his name? Chris Tomlin, that's right. Chris Tomlin wrote this song. He took it basically right out of 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin, that is Jesus, no sin, to be sin for us, to take on the sin of the world, to take on your sin and my sin, on his body, on the cross. Why? So that we might become the righteousness of God. An absolutely amazing proposition, a divine exchange, what Jesus has done for you and for me. Absolutely amazing. He took our sin. He took our place on the cross. We deserve to die, and he died for us. And then we get his righteousness. He has imputed his righteousness to us. And what that does is that allows us to draw close to God while we're working on our practical righteousness, while we're working on the things that we need to work on. And we've all got stuff to work on. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that you and I might become the righteousness of God. Absolutely amazing. And then there's this from Colossians chapter 2. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away. How has he taken it away? Nailing it to the cross. Your sin, your obstinance, your pride, your lust, your anger, all those things we struggle with, taken away, nailed to the cross for us. That is why we're celebrating communion today, why we take the elements, is to remind us of what Jesus did for us, that we do not forget what Jesus has done for us. And so as we take these elements today, remember why. What God has done for us. Absolutely amazing. Your sin and mine nailed to the cross. So be thankful as we take the elements. And let me encourage you that we're going to come together to the center aisle and come up and take the elements. Go back to your seat on the side aisles like that. The elements are two cups together. Sometimes they get a little stuck. A twist will undo that stickiness. And I'll hold on to the elements, and we will pray and take them all together. Okay? And so think about what God has done for you and for me as we remember this time. He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. All the things that were written against us that stood opposed to us, He took it away, nailing it to the cross. Lord, we thank You that my sin was nailed to the cross. Lord, there's no way we deserved any of this. But You saw us while we were still helpless, while we were still sinners. You died for us. And on the cross, You thought of us. Thank You, Lord. I'm so grateful. And we remember that today. Do this in remembrance of me. You had mercy and grace and love for us when we least deserved it. Thank You, Lord. Let's take together. Thank You again, Lord, that we can remember who You are and what You've done for us. And because of that, we can be confident and joyful and even content in our spiritual state. Not because of anything we've done, but because of what You've done for us. Thank You. Amen. That's our concert of prayer for today. I want to dismiss you with the blessing from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Go with the blessing of God.